Everyone, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. We're going after the Quinasan War, Void Rivals number 25. I'm here with Boo of the AxelonUnderground.com in his Christmas finery.
Howdy.
Oh man, this is
Or should it be
see
ho ho howdy? I don't know.
we're finally coming to the gathering of some of the tertiary plot lines in Void Rivals, also that. I can say it. So yeah, cool cover with the Quinasan Judge with the tentacles all over the ring.
Right?
So yeah.
I've seen a movie like that once.
It reminds me of do you remember the God, the what was the War of the Worlds TV series? Had the hand going over the earth?
Yeah, the three-fingered hand would come
Yeah,
over. Yeah, I remember that. That was
kind
a
of
great
reason.
series. At least the first season was.
It actually was. I never. I don't think I've watched anything past the first season.
Yeah, second season it got weird. Like they stopped being like all aliens. Like there was no aliens really shown up. They were all in their human disguises.
Oh, probably
Yeah.
save money that way.
It was.
It's
It had that one
boring.
guy from Predator.
Which one? I'm
One of the side guys that got killed.
trying to remember who it was. Anyways. Yeah, so yeah, number 25, Kirkman being the writer on this. I also can kind of say the penciling on this, I like it okay. It's funny, like it seems like the Daniel Warren, was it Dan, no, who's the artist on the Transformers up through number 25?
Oh.
Trying to think of his name. It's almost like he jumped over to Void Rivals, where and like Transformers got clean lines, because the image the lines in this are good. The faces are great, but they're very heavy, like thick lines.
Yeah. Yeah, very bold lines on here.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool. It looks great. It's just different format completely. But I think last issue. We no, it was the last issue. This was Transformers. I think it may be Transformers. We saw the this preview where Proximus is attacking Zelilak on the throne.
Yeah, they had a little preview of this one
Yeah,
before.
he shows up and death of Zelilak and the betrayer, and starts lobbing, I don't know, lightning javelins at him or something. I don't know. Like this, sometimes this javelin hook. Harpoon thing, it looks like it's full of energy. Sometimes it doesn't.
It's hard to figure it out. Now, were you wondering the artist up to 25 or the.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that. Wasn't that was it Jorge Corona?
It's Corona, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How that was Corona got very heavy with a lot of the lines, and it was almost kind of murky sometimes because there's so many panels and it was very super detailed.
Yeah.
But it was just like when now with Dan Mora, it's very clean lines. It almost looks more like a superhero comic rather than an independent Transformers comic.
Right.
So then you come down to Void Rivals, where it seems to have shifted into that more the heavy lines, heavy details and faces and things like that.
Right.
So, yeah, not, it, it, not don't misunderstand me. I don't dislike it. It's just a very
It's
sudden
different.
change.
Yeah.
But in I believe Void Rivals to me before, it wasn't super detailed. The faces were not super detailed. So now they are.
I'll tell you what this style, which this is was it Andre Bresson?
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of Watchmen.
It kind of does. I can
Yeah.
see that.
Maybe it's all the color, the way the color's done
And
too,
that could
kind of
be
reminds me.
also.
Yeah.
But I mean, the details on the faces and things like that. I mean, it's striking how much different it is.
Yeah.
Where like the other style was fine, it worked really well too. And but this, it feels more. I don't know. More. I don't know. It feels like heavier lines. Like people are not. They're not all like 25 years old. They've been around for a while.
Hey, they've been through a lot.
They have.
They feel
Maybe.
betrayed by their deity.
But yeah, so where it ended, Zelilak is trying to explain to Proximus that he were both betrayed.
Oh yeah, when we got a roll call also, like first page.
Oh yeah, we do actually. God, it's
Yeah, we
like
got like
cool.
the, I guess his council, Zilulak's
Yep.
council. We got Gulan, Mulak, Tola, and Canela. So it sounds like I'm ordering like in a fancy restaurant.
You're trying to, sounds like you're trying to summon the Necronomicon.
That
The
too. Kanda! Kanda!
And I kind of wonder if we're gonna see them anymore, or if it's just like a random, like, here's people hanging out in the council room, because it looks like the council room's getting destroyed,
Yeah,
and
well, they're
they're,
named, so maybe Kirkman will kill them.
yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
And they're running because there's so much destruction going on. Then the Proximus and Zlilak are destroying things while they beat each other senseless.
The council, they're lovers, not fighters.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one dude back, one of the, like, what is it? Was it page 3? He looks like he's trying to do a flash impression. He's getting out of there.
Oh yeah.
I don't know which one. Actually, I think that's Canela. She's like, nope.
Yeah, it's
Done.
Canela.
But yeah, so after that whole back and forth, calling each other betrayer and all these things, Proximus just he I don't know, it's almost like Zelilac lost his will to fight as hard as he was, because Proximus is schooling him pretty well.
I think he doesn't want to hurt Proximus because he understands how he feels.
That could be.
But,
Proximus doesn't have the same problems.
he keeps trying to talk him down, and Proximus is just losing his mind over all this.
Well, yeah, and with good reason. Zelilac was like, no, listen to the words of Zerda, and then he did, and he got kind of brought into it, like the propaganda got to him, which, whether I'm kind of divided on if that was propaganda or if that was Zerda actually thinking it was the right thing to do. But they all feel like they got led astray, and
Well, it's like
Zelilac.
he's heard the voice of God and now he can't get it out of his head.
Yeah, he's heard the
And
voice of God, and God was Spock's brother from Star Trek V,
right.
or the entity,
Cybok.
the God, the entity that's in
Oh,
the
he's the guy,
galaxy.
yeah. Why
Anyways,
does God need a spaceship or starship?
yeah,
Cruise for chicks, man.
Zelilac's like saying, look, we're all deceived by Zerda. And like Proxima's like, yeah, you made me hear her words. It's your fault. I was deceived. I was ready to go down fighting. And this is your fault.
We all know whose fault it really is. Salila's.
Yeah, she'll get her comeuppance.
She chickened out, and now everybody's punching each other in the face.
She couldn't just kill them all.
Right.
But yeah, and they're just slugging it out. Zelilac punching Proximus into a, well, it looks like he's punching him into the ground head first.
Oh yeah, it's doing like the anime breaking ground.
Yeah.
The concentric circles with the shatters going through them.
Yeah,
It's pretty good.
Proximus.
It's a good action sequence.
Oh yeah, it is. Proximus pulls up his lightning spear, Energon spear thing, and beats Zelilac off of him. And yeah, there's a lot of back and forth here. There's a lot of onomatopoeia in there too.
You get a real sense of how much larger Zilulak is compared to Proximus, because Proximus is huge.
Yeah.
So
Zelilac
Zilulak is like
is,
even bigger.
yeah, he's like the giant half-orc barbarian of the group.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah, Proximus, he said he can't unhear Zerda's voice. It's forever, it remains an echo in his head. And he's
Yeah.
cursed to live like this now. And Zelilac's like, this is a curse we share, man. I hear the same thing. And
Those earworms, man, they
they
start
do.
playing, and you can't get them out.
Because the bird is the word. Du, 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 du,
Exactly.
du, du. Yeah.
Have you heard?
About the bird.
Yes.
Everyone's heard about the bird. So yeah, at the end of the day, Proximus tries to come down and destroys Zelilac, and Proximus, Zelilac tries to defend himself, and they're trying to kill each other because they're just mad. They're big mad. So, yeah, at the end of the day, nothing much changes
It
except
looks like he's not really even doing any damage to Zilulak.
no, probably not.
I'm almost having shades of like Human Torch punching the thing.
Yeah.
It's like just get it out of your system.
But I mean, it's going well. You know, they're just going to kill each other, and then like the final blow, that harpoon spear thing over Zelilak. But we're interrupted by a little thing in the on the on the on the horizon.
Yeah.
A little
They're about
twisty
to get
ship.
screwed.
Oh
Literally.
man, they are.
The
I.
Quintessons arrive.
Yes, and they're like they have no idea what's going on, and Zelilak's like, she's forsaken us. We must save ourselves.
No, and here's the funny thing about you mentioning that the cover looks kind of like the old War of the Worlds like opening. Is this is just like War of the Worlds, because you know how the meteors come down, everybody like looks around to try to figure out what's going on, what are these? It's saying that there's no announcement, there's no initial attack, there's no bombs dropped, they just start landing. And everybody's like, what's going on?
I mean, they did the same. Well, if for those of us who are the people here listening who are not as old and haven't seen the original War of the Worlds stuff, you have also, let's say, Independence Day, all the ships show
Yeah.
up. So,
It
you
was
know,
V.
B, oh God, yes,
Yeah.
visitors are here and they're your friends.
Yes.
So, yeah, the Quintesson ship shows up and just screws the ring, man. It's on there.
And
It's
they're caught right at the edge, so they're about to get like sucked into the little auger that's on the bottom of all the Quintesson ships.
yeah, and that's it. Like, there are other people are escaping and they're trying to outrun it, but it comes down to where they almost get crushed by it.
And for people not familiar with how Quintesson ships land, they fly sideways and they kind of spin, but when they land, they turn vertical and corkscrew into the ground, like they drill into the ground.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they turn, they go in like this, and they turn and they land like that. And then
Yeah.
that's what the drawbridge comes down. So yeah, sorry, I was hoping I had like a drill
We'll
bit
see that on the
behind me.
screen one day.
Maybe
One day.
one day.
Yeah,
Yeah. So Celilac and Proximus are like, oh no, huh? Because it stopped right there. They're barely not crushed.
it was very advantageous. Like they're like sandwiched in between the auger and the ground.
And they look up to see the giant corkscrew ship, and Proxima is like, "What is it?" And yeah, Zelilak has no clue. So, anyways, back to the nice, bright, sunny Agoria,
I was waiting
and
for someone to say, I've never seen anything like this before.
nope, never seen anything like this before. So yeah, the dude, Derek is trying to sleep, and Hendroid is going full on like C-3PO, like, well, protocol states that I should be turned back in for processing with my memory wiped. And
Yeah, which
like,
that kind of stinks that, you know, you make this robot friend on your hand and then you just gotta reset it, start
no,
over.
it's because he's seen things. He's,
Right.
you know, he's not always a stranger.
He's now Zerda's chosen. He's her right-hand man.
Oh man.
I had to go there.
Yep. And yeah, Derek's like, look, you want your memory wiped? Like, well, you know. And Android's like, maybe not. He's like, yeah, that's what I thought. He basically has the conversation of what is sentience? Like, is Android alive? And
Right.
by whose definition? Because also you got to think about the fact that they've all seen Transformers now. They're
Right.
metal and they're alive. So why can't the Android be alive?
Yeah, he brings that point up to him. He's like, yeah, if Hot Rod and Springer are alive, then why can't you be, basically? And he's developed a will to live, basically, Android has, so.
He's gotten his own kind of sentience and all. Yeah, said will to live. And you know, it's been awfully often said in philosophy, like the moment you know you're alive is when you know you're gonna die. So
Right.
yeah, the fear of death is always one of those things. And so you know, there he's you know, Derek's suiting up and putting the hand droid back in his right hand.
Dude, we gotta talk about Derek's underwear.
His what do they look like, hearts?
No, they're, I don't know. They look like tomatoes. It's like he got Attack of the Killer Tomato boxers on.
Yeah, he does not do boxer briefs. Those are
They're like
loosey-goosey.
purple with like these big red polka dots all over them, various sizes.
They're gorgeous. Probably the new top fashion in Agoria.
Right?
Probably like the Tommy Hilfigers of Agoria or something. Who knows? He's a Nepo baby. He can get what he wants. But yeah, he's getting dressed, putting all his stuff on, all his gear, his jacket and everything. And kind of like reminiscing about how, all the stuff they've been through. And Derek's like, like, it's good to have you back, man.
Oh, it's funny to see how much he has just in his quarters. I mean, he's got, I mean, you see all the folded up stuff in the top of his
Oh
closet. I
yeah.
mean, he lives well. And it's funny that it's Agoria, because Agora in Greek means marketplace. So it's like they're the rich ones. They're the ones that have everything. And on the other side, they struggle to have water.
Yep. Really, I mean, he is he did we know he's the son of the ruler of Agoria. We know that.
It's like you have plebeians and
Yeah.
patricians, you know?
Well, I mean that well, yeah, actually. Also a good way to put it.
Yeah, you
But
got the haves and the have-nots. I mean, there's that dichotomy in all societies, but they've built their entire world on that and try to preserve it. Like they're afraid to like shake it up.
Well, yeah, why would you when you're like running things, man? You have
Right.
all the
Oh yeah,
money.
when you're
You
on
have all
the
the
top side
resources.
of it.
Yeah. He also Handry starts mentioning I should go on adventures with your sworn enemy slash best friend more often. And Derek's like, I wouldn't call Sleela my best friend or really a friend, not really at all. And Handry's like, best friend.
Yeah, he's messing with him.
Yeah,
He's
he
t
is.
starting to talk smack, and they're being more friendly towards each other, I guess, more less professional.
Well, like that's how the story started, actually. He was that way.
Yeah.
So, and then there the alarm goes off, and he runs off to get to a ship. But that's when we see a new character. Oh God, what is his name? It is
Dukan, General
Dukan. There he is.
Dukan, or Grand General
Grand
Dukan.
General Dukan. It looks like a Klingon of an Agoria.
I was gonna say like a Klingon and man-at-arms had a baby.
Kinda, yeah. The
Yeah.
dude's big dreads with like, I don't know, beads on the end of his dreads.
Yeah, like metal beads.
Yeah. And he is Grand General Dukan.
He's got a little knot in his beard too. Like
He
he's,
does.
yeah. He's coming from the mines of Moria or something.
He is Derek's uncle. We find out really
Yeah.
quickly.
Well, he comes in and he sounds like he's mad that he didn't have like some grand procession greeting him. And then it turns out it's the Han Solo and Lando Calrissian greeting where they act like they're going to kill each other and they hug.
Yep.
Yeah.
And well,
And
here's
he is like a head taller than
he is.
Doolin.
Doolin was the thinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
He thought so much his hair fell out.
that's all right. His brother's hair is running away from the front of him,
Right?
but he's still got really cool dreads and like that cool beard. So, what are you gonna say? Yeah, he's all decked out. He's got like furs and stuff on one shoulder, behind, going behind his back. He's decked out in really cool gear. He's like a boss fight guy.
I'm trying to tell if that's a shadow in his mouth or if he's got a missing tooth, because he looks like a brawler, so it wouldn't
Oh,
surprise
I
me.
can see a missing tooth. Oh
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. So
Oh, wait,
there's.
no. Well, it's hard to tell if that's his beard because there's an earlier panel where it looks like he's got a gap in his teeth right there, too. So we'll see
Looks like
more of
it.
him, I'm sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so we got to watch for that.
He's also giving Doolin a lot of crap about the fact that he's got Derek is wasting his time as a pilot.
Yeah, he seems to like Derek more than
Yeah.
Doolin does.
Yeah.
He's probably the bad influence on Derek.
100%, I think that's what it is. He's the fun uncle.
Yeah.
He's like God, Duncan Idaho
Yeah.
from
Oh,
Dune.
yeah.
He's gonna beat you up and you're gonna appreciate him. But yeah, we jump right into space with Derek and his wing guys.
Well, Derek's asleep at the wheel again.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Handroid's always waking him up.
Pilot. And Derek is kind of irritated with the whole pilot nonsense. He's like, all right, yeah, just call me, call me Derek, man. Come on.
He doesn't need formality anymore. It's like we're
Yeah.
buddies now.
We've been through a lot, man. But yeah, they wake up and I guess it almost you get the speed lines around them, like the stars and stuff, look like they're traveling at high speed
Yeah.
across the ring. And because of that, they almost crash into the Quintesson ship.
A
Well, some.
Quintessentia. Yeah, because he's got the full crew there, his little squad.
Yeah.
So.
And Garad goes down. This isn't the same Quintesson ship that has landed already. It looks like it's
No, it's
landing
another
currently.
one.
Yeah, it's landing currently. That's why
So
it's.
they said several have landed on the Zirtonian side. So
Yep.
these are coming down on Agoria's side now.
Yep.
And yeah, Garrod, who, didn't really like the Gullient fingers. Yeah, he's like he crashes into the Quintesson ship and goes
Ah,
boom.
yes. Well, I barely knew you, Garad. Had to look at his name again.
Yeah. Yeah, 'cause we have Gamut, Krent, Manzo, and Garrod.
Yes.
Which is kind of funny because some of these are a bit like the Hive's name from
They kind of are,
Rebirth.
actually. Well, I
Because
think
you
we
have
had talked about this, like
like
when they.
Zarok, yeah, and you
Yeah.
have like Monzo and Krunk.
I
So
still think we could see that happening with this. Because I mean, look, they're already created through by a transformer, and they live on Energon.
yeah.
So I mean, I that's definitely what I think is going to happen in this eventually.
The only reason I don't think that's what's going to happen is because they've already mentioned Nebulos and the Hive.
Yeah, but we'll
So,
see.
but they're definitely in play. It was in, one issue two or three, I think, of Void Rivals. They mentioned them.
Yeah, I can't. I think back. I look back at
It
it.
was Skuxoid that brought them up.
That's right.
Because that's the ship he traded them for.
The true hero of the story.
Sir, not appearing in this movie. Or,
So
sir, not appearing in
Garrett,
this film. Yeah.
yeah, Garrett goes down, and we go back to the Temple of Zerda's Light in Zirtonia.
Which is kind of dark looking, you know? It's
It's really
like.
dark looking, but I think it's underneath the starry sky.
Yes.
Exposed to the sky, and
It's got like a beam of light, but it's almost like a dark beam almost. It's
it
like a.
is. And last we left off, Salila was chained to the floor, but her handroid has started talking to her.
Yeah, Blue Handroid is still with her,
Yep.
and she's chained up by Triangle Man.
It's right. Everything in Zirtonia is like triangle based.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they feel the shaking going on with like the landing craft, and she's asking her handroid like, "Hey, do you know can you detect what the origin of this event is?" And his handroid's like, "Hi, I can't." And she's like, "Good, tap into communications, see what you can find. Can you get me free?" Nope, nope, and nope, and nope.
Yeah, he's like, he's not well versed in Zirtonian communication methods. It's like, is there anything you can do? She's gonna ask for the red one back pretty soon.
But another voice starts calling to her, Salila, Salila,
Right, is
and
this gonna be a help? Is someone coming to help him? No.
I think my theory here, I think she is not the way that she should, and by that we mean Zerda,
Yeah,
Zerda
Zerda
Freya.
is pulling her back into the ground, the wires and stuff.
Yeah, your actions have resulted in the cataclysm of this world far sooner than I feared. You will witness firsthand the price of our actions, but I will allow you a chance to redeem yourself. Salila, I'll call you to action on my behalf. You will serve me one final time. I like the wording here.
The way she took responsibility for part of
Yeah,
what happened.
our
Yeah.
actions.
Yeah.
So that was a choice. Not yours, not mine, ours.
I don't think that Zerda is doing bad. I don't think she has lied to him.
No, I think she thinks she's right, but also the same fact she's so scared of what's going to happen from Gallant
Yeah.
waking up. And she's
And
worked at this for
she didn't explain enough
no.
to the Zirtonians. She's like, they always do that where I'm going to tell you part of the story and you're going to overreact the wrong way. And then we're going to spend the rest of the story rectifying that. If you'd
Yep.
just been more forthcoming,
You know,
then.
yeah, if they had just done this and Gallant had died and the Quintesson showed up, they're like they'd be like, "Oh, well,
We wouldn't have this cool story to go through, too.
it's
So, I
true.
mean.
It's true." Well, then we may not have had a ring to go through anyway, so whatever. Here we are, and she is being sucked down into the surface of the
The
Sacred
sacred
Ring
ring,
again.
yeah.
Yep. So we'll see how this goes, and. Is she gonna be like the messenger of Zerda again, or is she going to be forced to be that way?
Yeah, and well, you gotta wonder, like, you can't find anybody else. There's all these people on this ring.
Yeah, almost like I got the feeling almost like Zerda like found I don't know, receptive host, or more like someone who she had enough of a connection with. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air there.
She's the protagonist, so we're just going to
Yeah.
use her.
Yep. Well, again, at the moment, almost like the anti-hero. We'll see.
Well, yeah. Well, she's kind of Zerda's Moses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she definitely, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
She's about to start smashing golden idols everywhere.
Well, and it's funny too, like if you read like Exodus and stuff like that, Moses and God would argue.
Yeah.
They're almost like a married couple sometimes, the way they would argue. And they would take turns like being mad at everybody. And the other one would talk them down. Whichever one was mad, the other one would talk them down. And that one would get mad, and the other one would talk them down.
God.
And yeah, so I see a lot of that in this.
I can see it.
Yeah.
But we have I don't know, did you read the letters page at all?
Yes,
I did
one
not.
letter. Yeah, it's they only have one letter. And it's from Tony Baker, and it's his first letter in 41 years that's been published.
Whoa.
Yeah. And he dives in and he's asking, like, when are they going to do a crossover, like, with all the comics? And he says, basically, make it good because, like, the big two, Marvel and DC, have kind of run that into the ground.
Yep.
Like, you had, like, Infinity Gauntlet and. Inferno and stuff like that with the crossovers, and then they just started doing it so much that now it's like, it's another one, whatever,
Well, I see
So,
that.
yeah.
He's
And they
talking about.
replied back that, yeah, they want to make it count.
Yeah, they're not going to do anytime soon. They're going to work up to it, and it's going to be a big cataclysmic event for a reason. I mean, God, they took 24 issues to get to 23 issues to get to an actual fight between the Autobots and Decepticons in the Transformers comic.
Yeah.
A really big fight. How long that they took forever to get to it, but it was worth it. It was great.
Well, and
And
what's one thing that's funny in here is it, they asked a few issues back for people to write in, like not enough people were writing in. And it says they got flooded with letters now, but they only had time for one.
Well, I mean, the guy wrote a novel, so that's good.
It's like be careful what you wish for.
Well, good on you, Tony Baker. That's actually a good letter.
And I believe it's Ben Abernathy gives a little insight to why they've done things like they have in G.I. Joe and Transformers. Because basically he says like Bumblebee and Snake Eyes kind of dominated Transformers and G.I. Joe respectively
Yep.
for a while. And so they wanted to like get away from those guys. That's why we haven't seen Snake Eyes yet. And Bumblebee was taken out pretty early because they wanted to build up the story, without, I guess, the two scene hoggers.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, Storm Shadow is the same way. I'm actually really happy to see so much of Beachhead.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a character I always enjoyed in the cartoon, so having him
And
so prominent is good.
the casts of like Transformers and G.I. Joe are massive. There's a
Oh,
lot
yeah.
of
God,
characters you can
yes.
play with.
God, yes.
But
Even
even like
like.
IDW got kind of swamped with all the Bumblebee stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, they
Yeah.
wanted to put out things that people were asking for, and it was very popular at the time, and Bumblebee was that.
Oh yeah, Bumblebee's always popular. It's weird in the 90s they lost the trademark for a while because they just abandoned him after G2.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
think about it, like I'm kind of surprised like Mirage didn't become bigger after the Rise of the Beast,
Yeah.
because he was such a part in that, but he just it's almost like he was a stand-in Bumblebee, like he couldn't get away from that.
Yeah, well,
So
and they had to, kill off Bumblebee for most of that movie so you could pay attention to Mirage.
yeah, not wrong. But then of course Bumblebee stole the show. But it
Yeah,
was
well,
cool.
we'll see how it works if they do another movie.
We
See if
shall
they bring more,
see,
because
young
they were gonna
John.
kill
We
Mirage
shall see.
originally in Rise of the Beast.
Yeah, they brought him back at the end. Just
Yeah, they brought him back in the end because he was a good character, so
yeah,
hopefully we'll see more of him.
that'd be nice. And our Energon experience, we have spotlights on Doolin, leader of
He's
a
always
group.
dueling with Proximus. And
Anyways,
Zelilak and all
yeah,
everybody else, and
exactly.
Derek. I mean, none of these guys get along with each other.
Now, they talk about having thwarted a Zirtonian attack. Doolin must now rally his people to repel the Quintesson invasion.
I just think it's funny that his name's Doolin and he's always like fighting with everybody. Like he doesn't get along really with anybody except for his brother, and now he's kind of grimacing at his brother because he brought up Derek.
Yeah, well,
He's
because
a big grumpy Santa Claus.
he doesn't want, his brother filling Derek's head with all these big plans and leaving the planet and going off and chasing after the force. And yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, he is like Uncle Owen in charge of stuff.
He really is. And
Letting him listen to the Rolling Stones, you know.
the we you know I guess they got it kind of irritate their people got irritated with the lack of Handroid in the recent issues.
Yeah, there was mentions of that in the
Yeah.
letters column that some people were like, Handroid didn't have any dialogue like in the last few issues. So
They're like, after this issue, you're welcome. And now they Derek and
when do we
Silly.
get our own little Handroids? We got like Pip Boys for Fallout stuff. When do we get a Handroid?
As long as it doesn't turn into some weird blue and red Ponfar thing, I'm
Oh no,
good.
but it should talk. They should have it
Oh
like,
yeah.
yeah.
We'll probably have to, be limited to 100, and you'll have to go fight the scalpers for one.
Oh yeah, and it'll be like $2,000 for it.
Yeah. And then Creator Spotlight is on Andre Brisson.
Yes.
Who would be his best friend and worst enemy in Void Rivals? His best friend, Dukan, the Grand General Dukan.
Yep.
Which, yeah, I mean,
We
he's
just
best
met
friend.
him, so
Yep, he could tell he likes drawing him. Now, worst enemy, I'll join Robert and say Lord Gaikini. Robert has a sword of omens when it comes to seeing evil beforehand. Lord Gaikini is, what's that?
I'm predicting we're gonna have a Gaikini arc after we're done with the Quintesson War.
As long as they bring in our boy Scar in there, Alpha or Beta. Scuttoid Beta.
Oh yeah,
And it'd be kind of
it's
cool to bring him back.
Slizardo, man. We need some more
Slizardo, Defcon.
Slizardo in there.
Yeah, then our was it the mashup of God, it was Gygax and Marconi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be Gaikoni, not Gaikini, but
Yeah. It's
it
all
is what
kind
it
of,
is.
yep. But we have covers for
Well, before we get in the covers, I just want to say they keep dropping these little breadcrumbs to remind us of Gaikini. So I
they
really
have
think
actually done that a lot.
they don't want us to forget that he's out there. So
Yeah. Hey, you're
this is
right. They
going to
have
come to
done it.
play. Yeah.
Then
Yeah.
we have the other you have covers of like Transformers number just like 28 cover with that Mirage and oh my
Bulkhead.
Hulkhead on it. Thank you. It looks like a roadblock on a food truck for G.I. Joe number, God, what is that,
That
18?
might, yeah, that might be.
It looks he's got a heavy cannon on top of a food truck with a black dude in a beard.
Yeah.
The Marvin's Meats. Wasn't his name Marvin? His real name?
Yes, he's Marvin Hinton. Is his
Yep,
real name.
that's
So,
Roadblock. Awesome.
and remember his family like ran the Red Rocket restaurant.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, you know he's a cook because he
You know,
always
it
talked
looks
about
kind of
cooking.
like Whataburger.
It kind of
He's got a,
does.
yeah.
The orange or the, yeah.
But he's doing, I guess, grilled cheese. He's got like gourmet grilled cheese truck.
You got to have chili with that. I can just see him doing grilled cheese and chili and things like that.
Right.
Oh man, some comfort food. But then we have all the other Void Rival covers, and there
All
are
of them. What
a
are there, like
ton of them.
11?
I right here I count, yeah, 11. You're right. The
That's
actually, I really like the one with cover C that has like almost like a real life portrait of Salila.
Yeah.
It's very photorealistic looking art, but Ben Oliver, that's a really nice cover.
I like the B cover because it's got a Sharktacon, and I always
Yeah,
love Sharktacons.
Sharktacons are fun, is why.
And then I guess they got a foil one of the Quintesson, like
Oh,
groping the
nice. I
sacred
see it.
ring.
Yeah, that'd be kind of a cool cover to get. Foil.
And then like the die cut cover, see, so it's got slashes through it, I guess like Sharktacon scratch.
Yep.
But you open that up and there's a second cover that has like Salila on it.
Nice. Yeah,
Yeah.
you kind of see that.
I like those. And these other ones though, where they do the half face and the other half the face is on the other side. Those look cool. Like I've got the one that has Beachhead, and I think they did one with like Ultra Magnus a while back or something, or Optimus. But the problem is getting them in the bag, it's easy to catch the little face, the outer cover on there. The corners love to catch like the edges of the poly bags. So you got to be very careful putting those in, or they'll like loop over the backing board.
Oh
So
man.
I bet there are a lot of them that have gotten ripped that way.
Oh, I'm sure. And yeah, I always love doing a blank sketch cover.
Oh yeah.
I've got one of them. I figured, if I ever see any of these guys at a convention or whatever, I'll bring it with me. Like, do a sketch and sign it or
I
something like that.
want to play around with those because I've never like drawn on the sketch covers before, so I'd like to see what I could do, but I need like dummies so I can practice. Like if
Yeah.
there was like a if I could find the paper that was similar to the sketch covers
That kind of
so I could practice.
plasticky, almost it almost feels like wrapping paper, like thick wrapping paper.
Kind of, yeah. It's got like a matte finish. It's not
Yes.
glossy. So, yeah,
Sure.
because I
I
guess
th
you use alcohol markers on them. It's like
yeah,
the
I think
best thing
so.
for
A
them.
lot of
Yeah.
times you see like people do it. I've seen people, they bring sketchbooks and meet their favorite comic artist, pay like, probably $50 now, but back then it was like $25 to do a sketch in their book. And they usually
Yeah.
use like alcohol markers or Sharpies or something like that.
Yeah. And those guys, man, they just knock stuff out.
Crazy too.
I was watching like the Transformers design team do that at
Yeah.
I'll say is BotCon 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like Eric Siebenhaler was just knocking stuff out with those markers. I was like, man, that's crazy. It's
Like yeah,
fast.
he probably he they start off with basic shapes and go off of the shapes. They have a set thing they do, like you've seen like artists do, like superheroes and covers. They'll start out, they'll do like the ovals and they kind of
Well,
start
these guys,
flying.
they wouldn't even do that. They wouldn't even like start out with the sketch of the little shapes. They would just like go in and it's just a straight marker the whole time. It's like
Probably
I'm like, you
done
really have to
so
commit
much.
to that, don't you? And he's like, yep.
They've probably done it so much.
Yeah. Oh, they had it all. Oh, there's a few times though, I watched them. Someone would ask for a more obscure character, and they had the arc books that Jim Sorensen did. They had those
Yeah.
for references, so they'd pop that open if it was like an obscure character. But everybody wants Optimus Prime. They could just knock Optimus Prime out by memory,
Oh yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm
But yeah, I
sure.
want to learn how to do the sketch covers. It's just, they're like $4 a pop,
Yeah, you
and
don't want to
you
mess
mess
up
it
on it.
up. Yeah. So if anybody has any advice on like what to use to practice,
Leave in the comments.
yes, please let us know.
All right, well, that is Void Rivals number 25. The Quintesson War has begun. And can't wait to see more of this.
It was almost, I'd say, like a prelude to it, because
Really was. Everything's starting to happen now.
the only real war was Xililac and Proximus punching each other.
For pages. But that was half
Yeah,
the issue.
it was a good fight,
Oh yeah. Yeah, they're
but
not done with
yeah,
that fight. They just got interrupted.
it feels almost like the interlude before the actual Quintesson War.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's just stopping now. It almost feels like remember in the Transformers the movie when they're getting ready to fight on the planet Junk, and they all look
Yeah.
up and they see the Quintesson ship. It feels very similar to that.
Oh, that was absolutely channeled in that part.
That I'm thinking about it, like, oh yeah, that totally is that
Well,
when
and they
the
even had a "What the heck is this?" moment for that too.
it's true. And that's when the Autobots down there fighting the Junkions are getting ready to, and
Oh yeah, it stopped the fight mid-fight, and they're like, "Oh, watch out!"
So yeah, nice. The channeling, once again, we know that Kirkman loves some season three stuff, loves the movie stuff, so it
And
makes
this
complete
issue
sense.
ran a little long.
It did. It
It
did.
wasn't like a double size issue, but it went more than like the usual like 22, 25 pages. I think we got like a couple more pages.
I wonder if they
But no
were.
Skugzoid, man.
Nope. So that's the only drawback from this issue, no Skeksoid.
You know, I think Skugzoid needs his own comic.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, well, he's about to have a uprising, so.
He's getting too big for, you know, the guest shot. He needs a
Skeksoid
spinoff.
War has begun.
Yeah, if any of you guys at Skybound pay any attention to us, yeah, give us a Skuckzoid series.
Yeah, we know you listen, Robert. Good talking to you the day. I'd be really cool if you just went that way, okay? That's all we ask.
Oh,
I'll call you
Brewster,
later.
you're so cool.
All right, y'all. Have a great week. Thanks so much for checking us out tonight or today or whenever you listen. And we will check you later.
Yeah, I guess we have G.I. Joe next week. So until then, bye.
Bye.
More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the ExcellentUnderground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.